Welcome to Simple Living Works, Episode 18. I'm Jerry Iverson. It's my pleasure to present Not Ordinary Times, a project of Echo Justice Ministries. I'll talk to Executive Director Peter Sautel. Also, I overview alternatives resources for Pentecost and Ordinary Time. We at Simple Living Works believe that simple living really does work. Voluntary simplicity, choosing to live simpler lives, is a faithful, satisfying, effective, and comprehensive lifestyle. Our mission is to equip people of faith to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly. All three of those fit together, and they especially fit well with the five life standards of living more with less, which I discussed in episode 13. We produce a half-hour podcast twice a month, hopefully educational and inspiring for you, your family, and your congregation or group. To learn more about us, listen to episodes 1 and 2. It's my pleasure to have as my guest today Peter Sautel. Peter and I go way back to his days in Sioux City, Iowa, as the pastor of First Congregational Church, along with his wife and co-pastor, Allison. Since then, he's been in the Denver area, leading as the executive director and, I think, founder of Echo Justice Ministries. So we have a chance to talk today about the history of Echo Justice Ministries and its quite extraordinary new project. Now, you can correct me if I'm wrong, Peter, but the United Church of Christ, of which you're a ordained minister, has really put all of its chips, so to speak, on creation care. And so that makes a lot of sense. Even though Echo Justice Ministries is an ecumenical organization, it makes sense that you'd have a strong focus on care of creation.
Yes, the United Church of Christ, especially in recent years, has taken a broad view of how important it is to deal with creation care. The UCC's longstanding history is in terms of issues of racial justice and environmental distortions. But in the last 10 years or so, they've expanded that to take a look at things like species issues and ocean health and climate change, more traditional environmental issues. So my style in doing this work certainly is related to my own history in the United Church of Christ, but many other denominations have also brought their particular styles and gifts to this work, too.
Now, in case the listener is wondering, how does this tie in with Simple Living Works? Well, remember that one of the five life standards of voluntary simplicity is cherish the natural order. And that's the way Doris Jansen Longacre expressed it. We would express it now as care of creation. So, Peter, if you would tell us a little of the history of Echo Justice Ministries and some of its projects.
Well, Echo Justice Ministries was started in the summer of 2000, going on 14 years ago. And I formed the agency because I had a sense that churches of many different varieties were having a very hard time figuring out how to address creation care and environmental issues, that it just was not something that came easily to churches. And so our perspective throughout these 14 years has been to look at creation care as a core theological question, not one political issue to pick up with on Earth Day Sunday and a fall harvest celebration and then go deal with other things, but to look at the very big question of who are we in relationship with God and the whole created order, and have that shape the way that we look at the way we make personal choices, the way we live as a society, the way we think theologically, to have that be a filter about all of our theology and ethics. And so one of our overarching themes has been, what does it mean to be the church in a world that has profound social and ecological crises? It really is focusing on how we do church and ministry and pastoral care and public ethics, much more so than how we go out and do political activism. So in that sense, through the years, we have done things like a major educational piece on how do pastors preach on the challenging texts of Genesis 1. We've been very active in connecting with 350.org on prophetic issues of addressing climate change. We help churches find educational curricula that look at creation care from a variety of perspectives, and done extensive reviews on those that are posted on our website so the churches can find the materials that really make sense for their own setting and their own needs. We've done political advocacy work around the Keystone Pipeline over the last couple of years, and done preaching and classes in local churches to help them think more theologically about what it means to be a part of this amazing creation.
Now, Peter, as you know, I'm a devout, progressive Lutheran Christian, and this last Sunday...
we like you anyway.
Just this last Sunday, of course, the Old Testament text was Genesis 2:15, which is, for me, central in my belief system, and that is God put humans in the garden to take care of it. And it's interesting that, of course, the pastor went right over that and preached on the gospel lesson. And that's classic Lutheran thinking, to preach on the gospel lesson almost every Sunday. And I don't object to that theologically, but I think that it made me think of you, because I think you're trying to get pastors to think beyond the lectionary. So tell us about your new project.
Our new project is an alternative to lectionary use that will run for about 6 months of each year. We're calling it Not Ordinary Times, because we are living in very extraordinary times with the sort of ecological crises and the sort of human factors that are major causes for those being present. So our Not Ordinary Times series that will run from Pentecost to the start of Advent breaks away from the standard lectionary, and instead of starting with scripture texts, starts with some core theological questions and re-asks those questions in terms of our world situation, and then goes back to scripture and other trusted sources to help us come up with faithful and relevant answers to those. So, for example, the question, who is my neighbor, which is a classic religious and ethical question in Christianity and many other religions. In these times of crisis, we need to stretch the definition of neighbor out in dramatic new ways to recognize how connected we are with people all around the world, with future generations, and with all the rest of creation. We may not get to those answers just working from the traditional lectionary texts that have been used so widely over the last, going on 40 years now. So our theme that we're developing with an ecumenical group of volunteers is to develop a sequence of those questions and worship themes and suggest texts and other sources that pastors can use to develop an extended period of worship that will lead us into different ways of thinking theologically and ethically, that will help us understand who we are in relationship with this global community.
Now, the time period you're talking about normally is called ordinary time, from Pentecost to the beginning of Advent, but you're calling it Not Ordinary Times. And so you're giving congregations and pastors a chance to think outside the box, if I'm hearing this correctly.
Very true. And we do want to say that the use of ordinary time in the church year doesn't mean that these are routine times. We're doing a bit of a pun off of that. But we are stressing, with that twist on the church year language, that these are not ordinary times, and it really takes a season of worship and reflection to help us think through the implications of that in responsible and religious ways. That because our global situation is so different just within the last 50 years, with the rise of nuclear weapons, the exploding human population, the layers of carbon pollution that have pushed us up into highly dangerous levels, the depletion of ocean fisheries that 40 years ago we thought were going to feed the world, and now we've devastated the oceans. So many things going on that are so interconnected. We need to think through why we are living in that distorted way with the world and how we can live differently. And of course, a key part of what we're saying about living differently is that has to require us to look at sustainable living and simple living and finding new definitions of the good life that are joyous and fulfilling, that do not devastate the world.
Now, I'm assuming this service is available to anyone free of charge on the Internet.
Correct. We have a website specifically for this project at www.notordinarytimes.org. That's still taking shape, but the core questions are already there and the worship themes will be coming up soon. For 2014, this is sort of a prototype year. We're working with what will be a fairly small group of congregations for a first round through this series. And then in 2015, when we have some tested resources and some feedback from pastors and congregations, we'll be developing it much more widely. But we certainly invite folks to look at the website and to look at ways that they might want to join in developing the questions and the worship themes and the liturgy resources and the links to specific issues that will make this very relevant.
Well, now, I also want to recommend Peter's weekly Echo Justice Notes. This is an email essay, short essay, that I get each Friday, and it's a must-read for me. I never fail reading this. There are lots of email newsletters I don't read. This one I never fail to read. And so I assume that people can sign up for your email newsletter as well, and that's free of charge.
That is free of charge, and I thank you for your kind words about that, Gerald. Notes tries to look theologically and ethically at the current headlines or at concurrent worship seasons, and it's, I call it a commentary, about a 2 to 3 page reflection on what's going on in the world from a perspective of faith. The EcoJustice Ministries website is the place to sign up for that one, and that's www.ecojustice.org. I would just like to affirm the marvelous work from Alternatives for Simple Living and Gerald over the years, which have shaped my perspective on how to live responsibly and sustainably in the world, and opened up that notion that simple living is not about deprivation, but it's about finding creative and responsible ways of living that are rich and fulfilling. If we think that living responsibly in the world is all about giving up the good life, we're never going to get there. But when we can see that the good life is about living simply, in relationship, and sustainably, then we have a positive vision to lift up. And that's practical truth, it's psychological truth, and I think it's theological truth as well.
And so, Peter, have you got your house remodeled yet?
We're going to be back in there within the next 3 weeks, and it will be mostly done by the time we get in. It's been an interesting process to go through a major house rehabilitation for almost 6 months now.
And it's especially challenging when you are really green-minded.
We're trying to bring that into all aspects of it, and as we looked at what we needed to do to fix up our fairly rundown house, the primary criteria that we've looked at is sufficiency. What's enough to make this a livable and appropriate house? And that's a major change from the marketing and the products that were so common out there that are always get more, get fancier, get more expensive, and we found some of our best things at the Habitat Restore with used and cast-off stuff.
Thank you, Peter. Anything else you'd like to add?
I think that does it.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, and thanks for your good work.
Be well, my friend. Bye now.
You too. Bye.
You've been listening to my talk with Peter Sawtelle, founder and executive director of Echo Justice Ministries, about their new project called Not Ordinary Times, a six-month season of worship relevant to this time of ecological crisis. See the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, for links to both Echo-Justice, that's ECO-Justice.org, and NotOrdinaryTimes.org. Now an overview of resources for Pentecost and Ordinary Time from our collection, Worship Alternatives. Some of these items have accompanying art. For more art and quotations, look in the Other Celebrations section of Spirit of Simplicity. See the links in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. I'll pause briefly after each title to let it click with you. So, there are several in each case. Take several deep, relaxing breaths. Let the possibilities flow over you as you listen. Worship Alternatives provide resources for public worship, focusing on simpler living and global justice. It contains more than 200 worship items, including sermons and graphic illustrations. It can also be used for personal inspiration, for electronic and paper publications, all royalty-free for nonprofits. It is complete and free of charge at simplelivingworks.org. Worship Alternatives is a continuation of Alternatives' other big collection of quotes and art, Spirit of Simplicity. Worship Alternatives contains, of course, worship items for Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, for Lent, Holy Week, and Easter, for Pentecost and Ordinary Times, and for other times, and hunger emphasis. Now, take a deep couple of breaths and consider the possibilities of the following in the Pentecost and Ordinary Times section. A Pentecost blessing. A Pentecost litany for all seasons. The Enormous Language, a drama for Pentecost Sunday. Pentecostal Power, a sermon for Pentecost Sunday. Bringing Them to Their Senses, a brainstorming session. Birthday of the Church, a children's sermon for Pentecost. Beatitudes, version 2.0. Being the Church, some thoughts about the community of faith. One in the Spirit, a program for an intergenerational fellowship. Why People Always Bring Food. Invocation for an Ordinary Congregation. Being the Church, some thoughts about the community of faith. Moving into Ordinary Time, a call to worship. God, Our Souls Are Weary, a prayer for servants. A prayer for Ordinary Time. These Stones We Hold, a service of release. Pieces of the Puzzle, a children's sermon idea. The Body of Christ? It's a puzzle. A youth activity. A Rock Garden of Wishes, brainstorming for a children's activity. And finally, benediction. That ends my overview of resources for Pentecost and Ordinary Time from Worship Alternatives. I hope that you can see the value of these free resources and will use them as needed, or even better, acquaint yourself with them now so that you'll be prepared for your next event. We've received wonderful positive response to Simple Living Works podcast and blog, and I'll share some of those next episode. You're welcome to share your thoughts on these subjects. Mail a message to feedback@simplelivingworks.org. Leave a message on our Facebook page or on our Simple Living Works blog. All those addresses are given in the show notes at our website, simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In the news, colleague Lee Van Ham of Jubilee Economics is progressing well with his new book, Blinded by Progress. See details in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In addition to this podcast and its show notes, we post new Simple Living Works blogs several times a week. We hope you'll read them and subscribe. This blog is the companion to our 2 times a month podcast. The content is different, though the subject is the same. Click on blog at the top of the show notes for any episode. As one of the early and long-standing supporters of alternatives, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, known as the ELCA, has pledged to keep a copy of each resource produced by alternatives and to make copies available by request at a nominal cost. Feel free to contact them at the offices near Chicago. The complete contact information is given in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. In episode 19, I plan to overview alternative summer festivals, the legacy resource called Simply Delicious. It's about quantity cooking for churches, and there's a lot more there than would meet the ear. And also hunger resources from Worship Alternatives. In May, I plan to start a series called Tony and Shane Uncut, the complete 3.5-hour straight talk between Tony Campolo and Shane Claiborne about simpler living and global justice. Parts of that dialogue became the DVD Simply Enough, which has been reissued by World Vision Canada as Choose Justice. And I'll tell you a secret. The whole series is done and can be previewed now at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3, in the backup section. The episodes will be released to iTunes, Stitcher, and other podcast directories as episodes 20 through 27 during May through August. Thanks for joining me for episode 18 of Simple Living Works podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, we hope you will through iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast service. Subscriptions are free and they keep you current automatically when we post something new. Remember to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Pinterest. Urge your friends to do the same. Provide your email address to receive our monthly Simple Living Works e-news. We do not solicit or accept donations, nor do we sell anything. All our resources and services are free of charge. We're an all-volunteer organization. We do promote alternative giving. And we also have a new Simple Living Works Recommends literacy service. For details of both those, see the links in the show notes at simplelivingworks.org, window number 3. Thanks to John Pitney and the band Earth Mama for music on this show. Find details in the show notes. This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution Share-Alike license. To learn more about Creative Commons, click on the link on our website homepage, simplelivingworks.org. Until next time, this is Jerry Iverson of Simple Living Works Podcast, wishing you well as we strive to challenge consumerism, live justly, and celebrate responsibly.
Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can simply live. Learn to live simply so others can live.